Yep. So anyhow, on to repeater stuff. I know you're going down there in hopes of finding something. I think if you find anything, either Quantar, MTR2, MTR3, the only difference between the two and the three is the controller's different. You can do the it'll natively do the DMR stuff. Would that be, if you find a really good deal on a three, why not? But you certainly don't need it. The weak spot in the two, in the MTRs is the power supply. They're unobtainable, but they'll run off of an external supply real easy. So you can do that, and then if you find a supply, you can replace it. So, but that's the biggest thing you got to worry about. Other than that, they're bulletproof. Quantars, of course, same thing. I've had a PA, over the years, I've had a PA or two go bad. But for the most part, they're pretty bulletproof as well. Very modular, if you got one, then you could just keep your eye peeled for exciter modules and receiver modules and keep them, on site, and they're just, pop them out and pop them in. They're literally that. The only tuning is three slugs for maximum sensitivity in the receiver chain. So they're just a breeze. The software is readily available, but antiquated. And it'll only run on like a Windows, DOS, Windows machine. So I run one of those little Weiss boxes running Tiny 10 and BNC. And then I got a serial cable always plugged into it. And then if I ever have to remotely work on the, or get in the side of the repeater, which is not often, but if I ever have to, I do that and do it that way. But whatever you find. If an STR came up, chances are, that it won't, but if one came up, don't hesitate. So I don't think Jeff's going to be there. I don't know who else will be there from the Brotherhood. If you have any questions, Dan, if he doesn't know specifically about a particular product, he'll definitely be able to put you in touch with guys in the Brotherhood that can steer you straight on any other Motorola equipment, late model.